Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you. This morning we can wake up, not just this morning, every morning we can wake up to know that the heavens have been opened, the veil has been torn, there's provision sufficient for each and every one of us, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for this word, Father God. And I just thank you, Lord, that you just stir up the joy of salvation, the joy of our name written in heaven, the joy of harvest in each and every one. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading 2 Corinthians 8, verse 1 to 4. Now, brothers and sisters, we want to tell you about the grace of God, which has been evident in the churches of Macedonia, awakening in them a longing to contribute. For during an ordeal of severe distress, their abundant joy and their deep poverty together overflowed in the wealth of their lavish generosity. For I testify that according to their ability and beyond their ability, they gave voluntarily, begging us insistently for the privilege of participating in the service for the support of the saints in Jerusalem.
Hallelujah! A beautiful example of this wonderful joy of harvest, the goodness that is available in Jesus, in the Father, in the provision of the new covenant, in the kingdom, and the leading of the Holy Spirit. And here we can see, you know, the church is moved, the bride is on fire for the Messiah, and they just long to, and they're just getting involved in helping in this certain need here to raise up support for the Christians in Jerusalem. So this is just so relevant to the word that God is able to make all grace, amen, so that we can have sufficient in every situation, in every trial, no matter what comes, we have sufficient in this mighty salvation. And it's so beautiful, the word says in it, they don't worry about tomorrow, for today has sufficient. There's sufficient for us every day, and that's a beautiful thing. And this is what we can be encouraged with here with this word this morning again. Our God is big enough. Yesterday I had the privilege of right at the end of the service just sharing a little word, and the word was, you know, sin is overrated, but the love of God, the righteousness of God, in the righteousness of God we find the faithful love of God that gives us faith, and then our love that can never be overrated. It's normally underrated, but there is all provision in the Godhead, in the favor that we have now in the new and the better covenant. And I said sin is overrated, because we see where it comes from. It comes from a devil and his fallen angels, the demons. And just as far as angel power, that's only a third of the angels, one out of three. So for every demon out there that is there to, just like the devil, lie, steal, kill, and destroy, we still have two angels in the kingdom of God that is there to help us. So it supersedes just in angel power, the power that we've got. And then we've got that wonderful scripture in Psalm 91:11, where it says, he will give his angels charge over us to guard us and help us in all our ways. But to experience that provision is we have got to be totally committed in all our ways to the Lord. It says, what's that scripture in Proverbs? Acknowledge him, there's it, in all your ways, and he will make your path straight. So guys, we've got sufficient, amen? Sin has been dealt with in Jesus, in the Father, in the Holy Spirit, and is dealt with when we run to and we just stay with the Lord. And when we run to God and hear from God and flow with him, we have all sufficiency at all times to arise and shine and be the called out ones, the saints, the bride, the body of Christ, the branches that's tapped into the vine and having all the benefits of the provision of heaven. So guys, know we have got all sufficient. Amen. Sin has been dealt with, and we have the favor of God. We have the goodness of God because we are in the joy of salvation now. We are in the joy of the harvest, and the joy of salvation is our destiny, our purpose. We were predestined in Christ, and now He's called us to justify us and glorify us. So stay in the light, look to the Lord, keep your focus, and arise and shine, for your light has come. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.